Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. And the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Yeshayahu and we are up to Perek Nun Vav. And we are in the middle of the famous Haftorah that is recited on and studied on a Tainus Tibur on a fast day. And the Nabi now steps back in time and talks about the nations, about the steps they should take to make themselves worthy of Mashiach. And he tells Bnei Yisrael, he says, first of all, keep justice and do tzedakah. And that's what we say. At the beginning of the Sefer, he told us the same thing. He said, Tzion b'mishpati padeh b'tshabeh b'tzedakah. And he says, you're going to see, my Yeshua is going to come fast, and my tzedek is going to become revealed. Ashrei Anoshia says those. In this pasuk, he summarizes the entire Torah, and he points it out. He says, what brings out the geula? It's a person who is careful to keep Shmira Shabbos. And that's what Chazal tell us. If you keep halacha properly one Shabbos, then even if you were a terrible Oved Avodah Zarah, you'll be forgiven for the sin if you do tshuva and keep Shabbos. Also, a person is careful to keep himself from doing things that are terrible. So the Navi then turns to the righteous non-Gentiles, and they are trying to figure out what's going to happen with them. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him. Al Yomar Ben HaNechar Al Noval Hashem Havdel Yavdilani Hashem Yalamo. He says, don't be afraid just because Hashem didn't include you within Bnei Yisrael. He shouldn't say, the Sari shouldn't say, Heinani Eitz Yavish. Right, he says, don't worry. First, the Sari is the one who's childish. It shouldn't keep him from being able to be part of the Jewish nation. Just if you keep the Torah and the mitzvot, I'll give you a hand that will be better than children. Shame olam etein lo. I'm going to give you a name forever. That will never, ever, ever be cut off. The soul of its tzaddik will not be deprived of its true reward in Olam Haba. And then as far as the Geirei Tzaddik, who join the Torah, if they turn around and they give up and take the responsibility to join, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they keep Shabbos, Fabiozim Alarkachivisi Machim Vesvi Tvilasi, Olosayim is Evchayim, the Ratzalam is Bechi, the Geirim will become Jews, will be invited to the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll be able to be involved in everything. Kibesi Beis Tvilah Yikare Lechol Ho Amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that when whatever the converts are experiencing in the Beis HaMikdash is a precursor of the future, where there'll be a universal recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that time, all people come to the Beis HaMikdash, but their presence will not be as Jews, but rather as righteous members of the world. The people who are now involved, they're getting in on the ground floor. Because the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, "Ein mekabelin gerim limos haMashiach," and in the time of Mashiach, we will not accept gerim anymore. So what we're trying to understand is the understanding of you're going to be able to go in and join the people now, and in the future that will not always be the case. No, Hashem Elokim mekabetz nidchei Yisrael. Hashem promises that I'm going to regather at the beginning of a Mashiach when there'll be a kibbutz galios. God will also cause others to join in, as before, people want to be a part, but after the miracles that will take place at the time of Gog and Magog, Ein Mekabelin Gerim Limos HaMashiach. And now, the Nevuah closes with the vision of the future world dealing with the destruction of the Rishayim at the time of Mashiach. Now, we leave this out of the Haftorah because the Chachamim wanted to end on a positive, not on the destruction of Rishayim. And that's what he says. Animals of the field come to eat the animals in the woods, which is to say that what? The nations of the world are going to come fight each other, and they're going to destroy it themselves in a certain degree. We won't know exactly who is on that process and who is included in there, but that is the case. So the Navi continues, Yishayo and Pasuk Yud turns back to the contemporaries in his own life, and he tells them that all of this is a beautiful picture of the future, but you should just know it's going to materialize, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Um Hashem. As far as the here and now is concerned, the Jewish people are not near that place. And so he looks at the leaders of his time, who put a lot of influence among the Jewish people, and he calls them Ivrim and Ilmim. He calls them blind and impossible to see. And he says, who are the Tzofa of Ivrim that he's referring to? So the Mefarshim say, they're talking about the leaders of the time. They're supposed to be the watchmen of the people and tell them to do tshuva. And Radak says that that's who they are. These false, they're possibly the false prophets, the Nevi'i Sheker, who are blind to what's really going on. And the criticism goes even further. He calls them, he says, aside from them, how about the dogs? He says, "Haklavim azei nefesh lo yadu sava vehei marayim velo yadu havin kulam ledar kampanu ish lebitzo miktzaiu." He says the dogs are of a bad spirit. They don't know how to satisfy themselves. The shepherds, they don't know how to understand them. They all go their own way to profit in their own way. So he says the watchdogs are sort of like the leaders. They're bold-faced, demanding dogs who never become satisfied. And they're terrible Jewish leaders, but they demand payment. They're not satisfied with what they're getting. So he says they don't even know how they can't be Jewish leaders. They don't even have the understanding why they can't be Jewish leaders. Each one that looks for his own profit, and Yishayahu continues to give criticism to the leaders based on the catchphrase that comes up, and that's what he says, Eisayu ekhayayin menizba'a sheikhar. He says, "Come, I'll get the wine and let us drink this intoxicating drink, and it'll be this way tomorrow, even greater, very much more." What does that mean? The misleaders of his time would attract the people by socializing with them, by serving them wine and other sorts of excesses. Their own kiddush clubs, Yishayahu HaNavi identified, and they promised their followers having a good time. And after they spoke about this beautiful world of the future, B'Yemos HaMashiach, the Navi looks at his own people and he says, look, in the future people are going to get together, they're going to have Jewish leaders that are going to be terrific. Look what we have right now, we're still far away from that future. And unfortunately we have to understand that sometimes our leaders are Pnei Ador K'Pnei HaKelev, the generation, the leaders of the generation are like dogs. They run around and they say, hop, hop, give, give. And contribute, contribute. It's not the way it's supposed to be. And that's, of course, going to be an important refrain for us to consider, even in our own generation, which is a generation that hopefully will have the schus to experience the positive side of these nebuos. May we all have a terrific day.